Here are today's top stories. It's official. Hillary Clinton is the nominee for the Democratic Party for the office of President of the United States of America. Not much drama. This is how it was supposed to go, where Clinton and her challenger, I already forgot his name, both collected votes based on their performance during the primaries. But now it's with more handmade ironic signs and straw hats, goofy jewelry, oversized sunglasses, and a couple of colorful turtlenecks. Standard convention fare. And every other state claiming Hillary Clinton as their own, which just means she's done a great job being a lifer politician. The state of Illinois gave the duty of delivering their Clinton delegates to Betsy Ebeling, Clinton's friend from Park Ridge. She said, "This one's for you, Hill." And then off mic, "Why don't you email me anymore?" But the big news for Illinois had to do with the Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle sitting next to former President Bill Clinton in the old skybox last night. Was that a sign that the political tides are turning? Rahm out and Tony in? Pretty interesting. I think Preckwinkle knew, though, because she chose her blue suit, not her other blue suit. Two blue suits. Mayor Emanuel is heading to Philly tomorrow to throw a snazzy party. Chicago Magazine said it's going to be the hippest party at the DNC, but something tells me it'll be more like Rick Moranis' party in Ghostbusters. "Oh, how you doing, everybody? It's Rahm. Yeah, we're going to play Parcheesi, put your coats in the closet. Oh, who brought the dog? No, it's Bernie Sanders. Come on in, Bernie." A weak second quarter report and a poor third quarter forecast has investors souring on Twitter. The social media giant is hoping to jumpstart revenue by just letting Donald Trump take over. Just tweet more and more and more than the 140 character limit. He's the only thing keeping Twitter alive. Give him more. He needs it. It's like fuel. The Chicago Police Union has floated the idea of having officers not work overtime on the Labor Day weekend. This to prove a point about staffing and, well, labor. When asked for comment, criminals were like, "You know what? I agree. Cops deserve a weekend at home like the rest of us. Am I right?" Then they collectively broke into your car and stole your CD player. Justin Timberlake, that old star, was slapped by a stranger at a celebrity golf tournament yesterday. The intoxicated man just said he wanted to touch the star of NSYNC. Who doesn't? But my guess, it was really for suit and tie. It's a stupid song. A new study says that cockroach milk could actually be good for you. A good source of protein for if, well, when, we run out of food. For those just hearing this, interesting. For all of my friends who have disowned me, I told you so. I told you. In weather, strong late July day, huh? Thinking about doing the rest of the show with no shirt. Gross. In sports, the Sox beat the Cubs to take game one. And they're back at it tonight at the Cell. The Cubs will be joined by newly acquired closer Aroldis Chapman. Chapman addressed the media today through his interpreter, and he had his first questionable moment. When asked about his call with the Cubs front office, the one that Theo said assured them that Aroldis was a man of good character, he said he couldn't remember because he just woke up from a nap. Sure. Good start. I guess all that's left is to throw strikes. Yay. In Olympic basketball news, Jimmy Butler rolled his ankle. He should be okay, but I say, you know what? Shut him down. Send him home. Give him an honorary medal. He avoids Zika and he'll be ready for opening day. Let's turn to football. Did you know that this year will mark the 10th anniversary of the 2006-2007 Chicago Bears Super Bowl team? And a quick glance, and I could be missing a few backup players, but a quick glance, there are zero Bears still playing in the NFL. The last standing, Devin Hester, was released by the Falcons this morning. Now, hear me out. I believe that Devin Hester should keep playing, and I think he should do it on the Bears. The Bears have zero return game. Mariani much? No. And Hester, even at an old age, could cause chills for fans. Imagine that newly formed Bear D pinning back the Packers, forcing a punt from their own end zone, 3 minutes to play. Who do you want back there? Who do you want more than number 23? But let's say that doesn't happen, and Devin Hester, he retires. And I say that Devin Hester should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. He holds the record for most return touchdowns with 20. And more than that, he did things that no other player at that position has ever done. And I know he's not a quarterback or a linebacker, but he was an impact player. He changed the game. He was that good. Remember when there used to be punts and you would go to the kitchen or worse, the bathroom? Not with Devin Hester. And there are instances where punters and kickers have made the Hall, so don't give me that "he only played special teams" garbage. Hester should not only make the Hall, but I say take 23 off the books. I don't want to see a backup corner missing a tackle with that sacred number on his back. Devin Hester was the best to have ever returned kicks. And as a fan of the NFL, I hope somebody, except the Packers, somebody gives him one more season to marvel. And finally tonight, the adult entertainment site Pornhub allegedly paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to a hacker group to find security flaws. It turns out that member data was exposed. And member info, too. That's the carryout for July 26, 2016. Hey, we're trying out this new color of napkins. What do you guys think of brown? Brown? I like it. Take 20.